Krishna, the purpose of our this gathering is very important, and that is to learn from each other and the methodology and the ways in which a person can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and please Allah's Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam by conveying their message. To them that is the most precious thing, their message. It's such an important thing, such great, that Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the beloved of Allah ke mahboob alayhi salatu wasalam ko bhi deen ke liye, deen ke peygam ke liye patthar khaya alayhi salatu wasalam. So why they were stoned and why they were sacrificing for the message of Allah, taki Allah ka peygam dusro tak pahunche. Wo itna afzal hai wo peygam, itna ala aur itna high hai ki Allah ke nabiyon ne bhi, such high that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophets even suffered for it. And if we suffer for it little bit of our time, we sacrifice, it is not sacrifice, ye ko hamari taraf se koi qurbani nahi, thodi bahut jo gasht kar li, but it is a privilege, ye bahut bada ehsaan hai that we attach ourselves to the jamaat of anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, kabhi wo isliye kaam karte rahe hain. And it is like saying ungli kata ke shaheedon mein naam likhana, jaise that person doing that just to actually sacrifice of part of finger and to get the reward of shuhada and status of shuhada. Sacrificing a finger for the reward of a full shaheed. So, this is very important. And jo kasht hoti hai, jo aap karte hai, which Rasool Allah SWT indicated, that is like the backbone. So, yahan majlis mein logon ko itna aap ye dhyan mein rakhein. That they do not benefit here as much as a person will benefit in doing the gasht and conveying the message. Oh, haan, usko ruhani toh par bhi fayda hoga. Because the majlis and the majalis are the means to it. Wo rozariya hai. They are means to it. Conveying the message. But that is why, for example, we have books which are knowledge, which are means to closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one is then traversing the path of spiritual purification by itself, that is the real thing. But similarly, majalis of ilm are means of learning and teaching, but then the real purpose of the conveying to the ground level, that is the purpose. So, Brother Nurang, you would like to say something, share something?
But, last 2 days ago we met a brother from Africa. First we went to his house, and he was very heartbroken. He just did his fantasy past exam, and he thinks he's going to fail, and he thinks the whole world is upside down, and he's very depressed. So we three of us went, and he invited us in. So afterwards, then it was explained that this is just a temporal exam. There's a big exam one day, doing numbers and ask the way you want, which is more important. Yes, we should be worried in that sense, for that reason. And he began to listen, but he was very, again, going back to his exam and talking about how he could have answered this way or that way. But anyway, we brothers comforted him and said, we'll come next time. So we went yesterday, gave him the DVD and explained more, plenty, spent about an hour. And he seemed quite interested and understood many of the topics still. And then he was very active in the sense he was swapping subjects to Saddam Hussein and other things, political issues, and was right towards the end, and we tried to make him understand, and he understood and he said that he said he'll be coming next week this time. It was very heartbroken. He said, "What is it gone?" And it was a sin to worry to him. So,
he's working. What was his name? These are the kalimas, actually are just articles of some statements which were devised by the ulama actually so that people know the deen. That is not actually given by Rasulullah as such, but yes, whatever is included there, they are derived it from Quran and Hadith, and like summarized in that beliefs, actions, other things, that even the tariq, all things. So that's why there is a variance and difference in people. Or anything generally. Yes.
Someone asked about what the presumption can not allow him to leave the mosque and what should he do. And a few weeks ago, if I remember correctly, you mentioned that when an employer is employing you, what they actually do is that they buy your time of you and they pay you for your time. So if they don't allow you to do your mosque, then you just do it here. So it's created a bit of doubt in my mind. So
firstly, as I have said before as well in the discourse, I already answered this question. If they don't allow you, it is farz upon you actually to leave that job. It is haram to do that job then. Actually, to usko khatam kar de banda usi waqt. Regarding the second issue, when a person have the yes, they abide their time, then that's why I say that you ask them permission to actually pray, actually, or otherwise then you pray in your break time or lunch time. So when you ask permission, they allow you, then actually there's no restriction on that. Remember, don't look at them as isolated events. They are conditions and these circumstances are intentionally created for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see your response. So Rasulullah said once that people be vigilant, Allah is testing you. So don't forget ever, by whatever circumstances you face, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you, seeing how you respond. When me and you get entangled with I want to work, how will I get this job? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His prayers and in His mercy, the ulama, the urufa, they are like smiling, and that person leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the owner and sustainer of all the universe, and this person is given a choice and how he is thinking about his own little provision, how he will provide. So it is love favor and serious mistake in relation to not knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His power. And the situation, like anything happen when you are clear the command of Allah or the prohibition, then know you are being tested. Aapka imtihan ho raha hai. Aapko Allah paak dekhne hai mera banda. Ye banda kis tarah react karta hai. The rizq ke baare mein Allah paak ne bata diya aapko. Already Allah mentioned that rizq is going to reach you, whatever you have destined to you cannot bring more or less to you. Woh to bata diya. Now only within your choices to attain it lawfully, unlawfully, and what you do in different situations. I think in Bangladesh not all people are poor, here all people are rich, and there are people living there who are millionaires. Wahan bhi honge ameer log. وہ یہاں بھی جو سوشل سیکورٹی پہ لوگ جو ہے وہ یہاں پڑ رہے ہیں اس طرح وہ یہاں بھی ہیں. اور کچھ
wanting to give his message to everyone, especially when he sees me as well. In the past we had a discussion as well. This time when I didn't start, we just started saying that he had a family with him and things. And of a certain point I asked with him, can you say about that or he has a family with him, the type of person or anything else. And I think that the logic is thinking of it is fine, so then we could be going, you know. Getting there with marriage and so from the end and come from your whatever belief that you have. And one thing is he seems like, you know, he does not say anything, he just quotes the verse from the Bible and says this is the truth of the belief. Many times I just keep quiet, I try to say, you know, the different view from Muslim perspective that that's how the different prophets came and we came up with.
Right.
Then never said they have a son of God and how come only Isaac and we can son of God. He also said that they are also prophets, and he can say they are sons. And
he also accepted the miracle, the tablets and the craft. But for Homi, it's like, you know, he is so 100% certain about who he is to be, and he does not listen to it. He said, basically, it doesn't matter if there's evidence or not, this is what he believes, because he accompanied him, Isa came to him and said, now I'm the atheist and things. And now he's in the fact initiatives and stay with him and like a Muslim.
Your responsibility only exactly to convey the message as much as in best of your, according to best of your abilities and with wisdom. Now, be he's adamant on his belief or not believing, that's up to him. He is responsible, and on the day of judgment he will be. In the time of Rasulullah, we are nothing. In his lifetime, a delegation from Najran of Christian scholars and Christian missionaries came, and they even argued with Prophet ﷺ regarding the issue and did not embrace or listen to him. So when he mani tha to unhone, so this is how some people are like, and they will remain. But all our responsibility is to try. Imagine what would Isa al-Islam Hazrat Sayyidina would say to those people who argued with his followers or claiming to be his followers and arguing with Prophet al-Islam. So that's how sometimes things are. Similar happened with Awliya Salihin, as well as Sayyidina Abdul-Aziz Dabbaw, previous great Awliya Allah, because they are beloved people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In their lifetime, people do not recognize them. They treat them either equal or any other people like normal people, or just even not as normal, just people who are dejected. And they are arguing them with, for example, regarding that we believe in, we are, for example, follower of a particular sheikh or buzurg or awliya salihin. And maybe that person who they are talking to or arguing or belittling, maybe that person is sitting and seeing and talking with those awliya and salihin and ruhin. Is that how it happens? And that is the point that is where we convey the message and know that the guidance is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ki hadayat, jisko chahenge wo dehenge. No, it doesn't, shouldn't make us not say, not to convey, not to answer. Should carry on with that. So outwardly our action will be, we are doing it as though that, for example, that we can guide, we can change that person. Outwardly, we'll be doing like this. Inwardly, we'll have a complete reliance on Allah, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving guidance from us. We can, necessarily giving another person guidance, we can't guide ourselves. So, would be hadayat pe banda qayam nahi reh sakta. और कुछ जी
we're planning to do another seminar next week or something, and in the previous few seminars we've been the format was that we were staying in enjoying good public meal for about 45 minutes, and then after that short introduction of that this will be there. And then followed by some role based of a situation with the final apostle. So I just wanted to ask, should we carry on like this, or should we add to the changes?
What changes are in your mind? For example, have you thought about anything?
One thing I thought of, maybe instead of the role play, short quiz or something, so we could ask different people about scenarios and what guidance.
you listen to the discourse 45 minutes. What you can do is actually make the discourse, to listen to it 30 minutes, and then you can add this part to it as well. Is that the monthly seminar you were talking about? Which day are you having?
Last few, Sunday evening, 8 o'clock. And the turnout was, I think, about 14, 15 brothers.
Right.
To be better than before when we had it during the day.
Gotcha. Or question, anything else for me? Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.